Another day, another way. The way of a pilgrim. Pilgrims, it's the Jesus Prayer Journey with Pastor Bob. And we are now in the fourth narrative, the 18th day of our journey with this pilgrim. He has now been caught in a dilemma on his way to Jerusalem before he can leave the city gates. An old pilgrim, a retired pilgrim, asks if he can take the father of the master of his house with him and lays out that story to him. But he can't leave for 3 days. So the pilgrim goes to see his spiritual father, explains the situation to him, and knowing that he's got 3 days, he asks him to stay and share his stories with him so he can take pleasure and delight in the pilgrim's wanderings. And the pilgrim says, I will be more than happy to do so. And he began to talk. And that's where we begin today. So many things, good and bad, have happened to me that it would not be possible for me to tell you about them all. I'm sure I've even forgotten some. For my attention was always more focused on what was guiding and prodding my lazy soul to pray. So I did not spend much time thinking about anything else. Or rather, I tried to forget the past. As the Apostle Paul teaches us, saying, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. That's Philippians 3:13. Even my late starts of blessed memory would tell me that obstacles to the prayer of the heart come from two sources, from the left and from the right. This means that if the enemy fails to prevent us from praying through vain thoughts and sinful imaginations, then he stirs within us memories of all kinds of edifying things, or he entices us with pleasant thoughts. Anything at all to tempt us away from prayer, which is something he cannot bear. This is what is called right-hand theft, and it causes the soul to scorn converse with God and to turn the pleasure of conversing with its own self or with other creatures. Therefore, he taught me that during prayer, I must reject even the most pleasant spiritual thoughts. Moreover, he taught me that if I should happen to notice during the course of a day that I am spending more time on edifying speculation or conversation than on the essential hidden prayer of the heart, I should consider even this as being immoderate, or as a form of self-seeking spiritual gluttony. That term, self-seeking spiritual gluttony, strikes home for me. This especially applies to beginners, for whom it is vital that the time they spend on prayer must significantly exceed even the time they spend on any other pious activities. But one cannot forget all the rest either. It can happen that an experience becomes so ingrained in one's mind that even if one does not think about it often, it remains etched in memory. A case in point would be the pious family with whom God granted me to once spend a few days. While I was traveling, I happened to pass through a city of the province of Tobolsk. I was down to the last of my dried bread, so I stopped at a house to ask for some. The master of the house said to me, "Thank God that you have come at the right moment. My wife has just taken some fresh bread out of the oven. Here is a warm loaf for you. Pray to God for us." I thanked him, started to put the bread in my knapsack, when the mistress of the house saw me and said, "Look at your knapsack. It's all worn out. Let me give you another one." And she gave me a good, sturdy one in its place. I thanked them with all my heart and went on my way. On the way out of the city, I stopped in a little shop and asked for some salt. The shopkeeper gave me a small bagful, and I rejoiced in spirit, thanking God for bringing me in my unworthiness to such kind people. Now, I would not have to worry about food for a whole week. I could sleep peacefully and be satisfied. Bless the Lord, O my soul. I had walked about 3.5 miles beyond the city when I came across a poor village along that road. There stood a wooden church, simple but nicely decorated with frescoes on the outside. As I walked past it, I felt a desire to go inside and worship. So I went on the porch and prayed for a while. Two children, ages 5 and 6, were playing on the grass alongside the church. I thought they were the priest's children, even though they were quite nicely dressed. But I said my prayers and went on my way. I had walked only 10 steps away from the church when I heard shouting behind me, dear beggar, wait. The children, a boy and a girl, had seen me and were running toward me and shouting. I stopped and they ran up to me and each one grabbed one of my hands. Come with us to Mama. She loves beggars, they said. I am not a beggar, I replied. I'm just a man passing through. Then why do you have a knapsack? They ask. I keep bread for my travels in there. But tell me, where is your mama? I ask. She's over there behind the church, just behind that little grove of trees. So they led me into a beautiful garden, in the middle of which stood a large manor house. We went inside, and how immaculate everything was within. The mistress of the house ran out to meet us. Welcome, welcome. From where has God sent you to us? Sit down, kind sir, sit down. She removed the knapsack from my back, put it on the table, and sat me down in one of the softest chairs. Wouldn't you like something to eat? Or some tea? Is there anything at all that you need? Thank you, most humbly, I replied. I have a sack full of food. Although I do sometimes drink tea, we peasants are not allowed all that used to it. Let's redo that sentence. Thank you, most humbly, I replied. I have a sack full of food. Although I do sometimes drink tea, we peasants are not all that used to it. Your eagerness to help me and your loving welcome are more precious to me than any refreshments. I will pray to God that He bless you for the biblical spirit of your love of pilgrims. When I had said this, I experienced an intense desire to enter into my inner self again. The prayer was kindled in my heart, and I needed peace and silence so I could give rein to this self-kindling flame of prayer and keep others from seeing the external signs that accompany it, such as tears, sighs, and the unusual facial gestures and movements of my lips. So I got up and said, "Please excuse me, dear mother. it's time for me to leave. May the Lord Jesus Christ be with you and with your kind children. Amen.